今仔咱的经文是记载伫《列王记上》，咱要看第十章第二十六节到十九，咱阁刷去了十一章一到十三节吼。咱就是开始等大起立，咱读咱今仔经文。所罗门收集战车兵马，有战车一吹四百丁，马兵一万两千名，安置伫屯车的城里，甲亚罗萨丁是王侯位。王伫亚罗萨丁和云啊，做人是石头，向白木做人就高原的双手。所罗门的马是按埃及带来，是王的生意人一群一群按照定价买来，从埃及买来的车每辆价银600舍克勒，马每匹150舍克勒。克量诸王甲阿兰诸王所买的骑马，也是按照这个价台根据因的手买来的。所以咱跳了，刷了去迄个，刷了两个章吼，第一节。所罗门王伫法老的奴隶之外，又宠爱真侪外邦的奴隶，就是摩押奴隶、阿门奴隶、以东奴隶、西顿的奴隶、黑人奴隶，轮到跩各的人摇花，把小路一些的人讲，你唔但甲因互相来往相通，因为因得个有些人，因的心就随探因的心。所罗门就各乱爱在如之。所罗门有妃700，拢是公主，也有嫔300，在嫔妃有些伊的心。所罗门年老时做，伊的嫔妃有些伊的心去顺探别的心，无合法伊老爸代笔生生世世的顺探亚华伊的上帝。因为所罗门所顺探的西顿人的女神阿斯托瑞甲阿门人可憎的神米勒公米康，所罗门惊亚华眼中看为恶的代志，无合法伊的老爸代笔专心顺探亚华。所罗门为摩押可憎的神基伯甲阿门人可憎的神摩勒，伫亚罗萨丁对面的山顶建筑库坛，伊为怀向家己的神烧香献祭的外邦奴隶，就是因出来飞奔，也是安尼行。亚华向所罗门发烧气，因为伊心偏离向伊两拜显现的亚华以色列的上帝。亚华吩咐伊唔通随探别的神，伊却无遵守亚华所吩咐的，所以亚华对讲：你既然行了这样代志，无遵守我所吩咐你所守的约甲律例，我就必将你的国夺回去，收讨你的神啊，你的神，因为你的老爸、你的父亲啊，代表的缘故，我无伫。在你活着的日子行这样代志，就确从你囝的手中将国夺来。只是我无将全国夺回，因为我的仆人大卫甲我所选择的耶路撒冷，也去留一个支派托你的囝。我就说一个缘故，谢谢。
各位兄弟姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
然后咱过去咱拢思想到所罗门上帝则又祝福予伊。
Recently, we have been looking at how God blessed Solomon.
然后咱看到所罗门上帝予伊充满了真侪智慧。
And we see how God gave Solomon so much wisdom.
然后咱看到上帝透过伊有啊当好好 我当得到真多真多物质的恩典。
And we see how God also blessed Solomon financially and materially.
然后所以顶一拜，咱有讲到上帝给咱的恩典的时阵，咱应该我当得到什么
？So we recently considered that, considering all the blessings God has given us, what can we do with them?
然后咱看到原来上帝我当给咱恩典，透过这恩典，给真多人得到祝福。
And we realize that God, using God's blessings, we can be a blessing to many more.
然后咱也看到当上帝给咱愈多恩典的时阵，
And the more God gives us blessings, the more we can show off God's glory.
然后上帝当上帝给咱真多恩典的时阵，上帝有法当给咱得到享受。
And this, considering all God's blessings, we can also attain enjoyment.
兄弟姊妹，享受无唔对。
There is nothing wrong with enjoyment.
但是你若有法当有法当得到这个恩典里面，除了享受以外，
But if God's blessings are used not only to enjoy but also to bless other people, then that is even better. And if our blessings can show off God's glory to everyone, then that is the most important thing. But when we receive these blessings, I believe we all want skill and gifts and blessings.
但是我相信，当你得到这个物件的时阵，你甲我有可能同时面对这个危机。
But at the same time, when we receive so much blessings, sometimes we encounter a crisis.
兄弟姊妹，各项物件，你有好的，但是有迄个危险的物件。
And everything good, there is also a danger.
所以咱就真正小心点，然后再要处理这个危机。
So we should be careful how to deal with this crisis.
因为咱若处理无好势的时
，because if we do not deal with it properly，
你看到所罗门头。咱们所读迄段经文，伫第十一章第十一到第十三节这个所在。
Then we will see the example of Solomon as we've read earlier.
然后咱看到到落尾，所罗门伫恩典内面坠落。
We see how Solomon fell amidst all his blessings.
然后咱看伊到落尾，所罗门行了敬拜外邦神的路。
And we see how he was led astray to and his heart followed other gods.
然后咱看到到落尾，伊无咧遵行上帝的道。
And at the end, he did not follow God's word anymore. Had God not had mercy on David, it's possible that the entire nation of Israel would have been dissipated. But because of God's mercy for David, he allowed Solomon to retain a small portion of his kingdom. And yet, as we see the author's chronicles, where is the crisis found? The author of 1 Kings showed that there were two specific blessings for Solomon that led him into this crisis. First of all is material wealth. Because when you look at the Bible, you see all the blessings that God gave Solomon. But if you look at the start of chapter 10,
Solomon
We see that besides wisdom, God also gave Solomon abundant blessings, material blessings. But even in the start of chapter 10, we see Solomon starting to abuse his wealth. There are two things that Solomon did with his wealth. First, we remember how he used seven years to build the temple. And he also used the 13 years to build the house of the cedars of Lebanon. But what is the house of Lebanon? House of the forest of Lebanon. This is a large house.
And if you look at chapter 10,
you see something interesting. You see that King Solomon used gold to create shields. And these shields had large and small sizes.
你放这款的盾牌。
The house of the forest of Lebanon was used to store and to display these shields.
换句话讲,
in other words,
然后我问你盾牌你要用金藏吗？
Would you use gold usually to make a shield?
啊, 你敢用金去创盾牌?
Would you use gold to make a shield?
我相信你若用金去创盾牌,
I believe if you do,
你怕者你再去输一半,
you will lose after battle already.
为什么我说呢?
And why is that?
其实你若用正金金嫩呢?
Because if it's pure gold, it's soft and it's malleable.
然后第二项, 当你在打战的时候, 你用那盾牌, 人家去多站来, 你用那盾牌,
and if someone attacks you with a sword and you try to block it with your golden shield, the sword may cleave through the shield and you'll be sad at all the gold that is lost on the battlefield. But so no one uses gold to make shields. To make shields, you would use stronger and more durable material. So what is the reason that Solomon used gold to create a shield? It was a display that he had so much wealth that he was willing to create shields out of gold. In other words, when God gave Solomon all his riches, he decided to display them and show them off. And the more we show off, the more danger we are in. Chinese people have a saying, just like man should fear fame, just like pigs should fear growing fat.
Literal translation.
You know the reason pigs are afraid of being fattened?
Because
if they're fattened, sooner or later they'll end up as bacon.
So
whenever you want people to know how well off you are, you're just about done for. But so we see when Solomon was financially blessed, he used it to show off. So I would prefer us to not show off that much. Because when you look at the Bible, you see King Ahasuerus. He was so wealthy and people came to him and he showed off his wealth for so many days. But after a while he decided, King Ahasuerus realized he had nothing else to show off. And after he showed off all his riches, he decided to show off his wife, Vashti. So let me tell you, it's easier to show off your things. If you want to show off your fellow people, they might just tell you they don't want to be shown off. And that's what Queen Vashti did. And of course, when Queen Vashti rejected the offer, then King Ahasuerus lost his reputation. And that's why he banished Queen Vashti. But in the second chapter, But in chapter 2 of Esther, we see that King Ahasuerus was missing after Queen Vashti. So if whenever you are showing off, you will encounter danger. You see King Hezekiah,
In the book of Isaiah,
he was sick, and then he prayed, and the Lord healed him. And Babylon sent people to visit him. And King Hezekiah continued to show off all his possessions. And the Lord told Hezekiah, the Lord told King Hezekiah, everything you have shown off today will one day be stripped away from you. So we see that man should not be so willing to show off. This is a very big problem.
Because
we see King Solomon was so prosperous that he didn't want to use it for the Lord anymore. And so he showed it off.
And
secondly, look at chapter 10, verse 21. Another thing that King Solomon did,
was
he that all King Solomon's drinking vessels, his utensils, were made of gold.
And
nowadays,
nowadays,
you would say if someone's chopsticks were made of gold,
and
if people have bowls made of gold,
and
spoons made of gold,
so
everything used in a meal was made of gold. So let me ask you, how would you feel after such a meal? But so King Solomon had so much gold, he was willing to use it for his utensils. So in chapter 10, we see King Solomon was glorifying himself using his abundant wealth. And he was also too extravagant.
That
he was actually using gold to create everything.
So we see
that in chapter 10, the Lord gave King Solomon so much wealth, but he didn't know how to use them. But so he was abundant, he was prosperous. But let me ask you, let us look at chapter 10
together.
There is a specific phrase
in
verse 27.
It
says, it says the king made silver as common in Jerusalem as stone.
So he
was so prosperous.
And
he continued to work so that silver was abundant in his
wealth.
So even as he was abundant, he continued to gain more wealth. So let me ask you a question. Was that a good thing? Is it a good thing to accumulate wealth?
Huh?
Is that a good thing or not?
Huh?
Brothers and sisters, I want us to look at a certain passage.
It's
on the screen, Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 17, verses 17 to 18.
Let's
read together in any language.
And
he shall not acquire many wives for himself, lest his heart turn away, nor shall he acquire for himself excessive
金銀,
and when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he shall write for himself in the book of copy of this law, approved by the Levitical priests. Let us read once again. Brothers and sisters, here is the problem. This is a book of law. This is one of the Pentateuch. And we see that this says very clearly that the king should write by hand the law. So this verse,
Solomon,
King Solomon knew this verse. King Solomon should have understood this passage in the Bible. Because he personally should have written it manually. But Deuteronomy says, That nor shall a person require for himself excessive silver and gold. And so here we encounter the difficulty. Earlier we thought, of course, it's a good thing to accumulate wealth. And there's no problem with gaining more and more prosperity. But yet here we see in the book of law that the Lord said we should not accumulate wealth. So how should we align these two things? Brothers and sisters, we should never live life motivated by greed for wealth. In other words, we do not live our life for gold and silver. Because oftentimes we want to enjoy. Just like Solomon, we want to enjoy. And that he was willing to even use his gold to create tools and utensils. Then we need even more, and we need even more and more things. And if that's the case, there are many crises that arise. First of all, we would start depending on material wealth rather than the God who grants us material wealth. There are two passages I'd like us to read. In Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 and 9. Let us read together. The two things I ask of you, deny them not to me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lying. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God. Passages, Lord, don't make me too wealthy, or else I would forget you. And another passage in 1 Timothy,
1 Timothy 6:17,
says, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. So
you can see, so 原来, 人若一心为着要积存钱财，追求钱财，有一摆可能你甲我会活靠迄个无定着的钱财。
So if someone starts to want to wish and desire more and more wealth, then he will start to depend on uncertainty of riches.
要第二，我相信当人哦，特别要积钱财，要追求搁较多。
I believe if man keeps living his life in order to accumulate more wealth, then he will sooner or later stumble and go the wrong way. And this is what happened to King Solomon. Because wherever wealth is, there is also problems. You see that as King Solomon grew more and more prosperous, and he had more and more wives, and later we will discuss that thing. But so as King Solomon grew richer and richer, and all the kings would give their daughters to him in marriage, I believe if King Solomon had not been so wealthy, it might have been different. Someone once asked me, has the Bible ever said whether King Solomon is handsome? And so I looked for it, and I don't think the Bible mentioned that. King Saul was mentioned to be handsome. But King Solomon's facial features were not really discussed that much. The Bible did not mention that. But you know what makes him really handsome? His money.
This
is he gained a lot of pokey points from
his wealth.
The more money he has, then the more the better he looks to many
people.
Had King Solomon not been so
wealthy,
and I believe the kings around him would not give him so many of their daughters in marriage.
And
so we see that wherever riches are, then difficulty also comes. If one is to continue pursuing wealth, at the end of a day life, you will realize life is vain. And why do I say this? You remember in the book of Ecclesiastes, King Solomon says, vanity, vanity, all is vanity. Because he has pursued everything in the world, he has gained so much wealth. But at the end, everything is vanity. So no matter how much you pursue money, no matter how much we think we need more and more wealth, and no matter how much time and energy we spend in pursuing money, at the end we realize all is vanity.
So when
you're inspiring your children to study well, don't tell them you need to study or else you won't have a job, you won't have money in the future. Instead, you teach them that they should study, they should prepare themselves so one day God can use them. It's not about money. Because everything is vain when money is the standard. Recently, I've been looking at some nations and then that have people who are quite pitiful, honestly. Hong Kong, the people from Hong Kong are quite poor, unfortunately. Poor people. Because they are actually enslaved by their property. Men and women, they need to work so hard in order to pay for their house. And in Japan as well. Recently, I've been reading a book.
It
says the generation today of Japan are joyless. Because they every day they pursue money. There's another book written by Lee. It says there are some people who live so happily. You know which country is rated highest in happiness? It's in Northern Europe. Not the Philippines,
actually.
We are quite well off, honestly, in happiness. But the highest scale of happiness is not the Philippines. One of the highest ranked is Sweden. And as this author wrote, this the book title is called, It speaks of the Norwegians. And it also mentions Sweden and the other countries. Primarily, it says the Norwegians. That the Norwegians teach us that there are things more important than work. It says that you don't need to overtime. You don't need to hoard money. And yet they are content. If I may lend you the book, if you wish to read it.
It
says the Norwegians are not accumulating money and they're not overtiming and yet they're very content. You know, let me ask you.
Norwegians, they like to go shopping.
Do you know where the Norwegians like to shop the most?
Do
you know where they go shopping? Recently, as the Chinese people go abroad, they buy a lot of things. Today, as I read the news, There is a
camera.
There is a shop in Japan called Big Camera.
4 裡面其中一個是中國人去買。
And for every 4 people who went to these stores, one is Chinese.
啊，所以中國人有錢呐。
So we see the Chinese people have plenty to spend.
但是哦，你知影這個挪威人哦，因去倒落。
But do you know where these Norwegians usually shop?
你知去倒落。
You know where?
李秋黑的店
They go to the second hand the shops that sell second hand products.
这个是因第一爱去的所在。
These are their favorite spots for shopping.
我问你，你可不可以爱去这款不
？Do you and I want to go to these places? Honestly,
因爱去啊。
Not so much, but they do.
但是哦，你知因那边买车。
And if they are to buy a new car, the book says if a Norwegian wants to buy a car, they wouldn't be buying the Mercedes-Benzes or BMWs. And so people ask them, why don't you buy these big cars? Because they say in Norway, it's often snowing.
那落雪了，去等车哦，那裹嘞，拢总个雪，拢总微微起来，到落尾一看，雪融了，脱白裤啊。
And when it's snowing and you drive your nice car out in the snow, and then sooner or later it will just be mud.
啊，到落尾好车嘛，未看就看到脱白车。
And even your best car will soon just be a mud encrusted car.
所以佮讲啥物啊？我都买用的车，也计买上车迄路上啊。
These people said I need to buy a durable car as opposed to a high-end car.
所以兄弟姊妹，活在这世界，原来哦，你唔免积钱积到要死，你嘛活得满足。
So we see that we can be content even if we don't pursue money as much.
但是哦，有时阵哦，咱咧追求却愈做愈爱，但是到落尾又还是空空。
But oftentimes we pursue our hardest, we put so much effort in pursuing wealth, but at the end, all is vanity.
我无反对享受，我头先嘛讲。
As I said, I am not against enjoying our blessings.
无用，佮上帝可能都干了袂。
There's nothing wrong with enjoying what God gives.
但是哦，唔通咱的人生哦，唔通伫财富的内面，愈要追求，佮追求财富。
But let's not be controlled by our material wealth and spend our lives pursuing it.
那唔是哦。
Because if not,
可能你有了钱
，the money that we have，
但是你盼无了 life。
It could be that we have so much money and no life left. So we might have so much money at the end, but no life left to enjoy it.
So we see
that God gave King Solomon so much material blessings.
But
the crisis arose. King Solomon fell because of his riches.
So, brothers
and sisters, if God gives you a chance to earn money, go for it, earn more
money.
Let's not be motivated to earn money because we want to accumulate a lot. Instead, if we are to earn money, let us earn money to be used by God. Because everything is God's. Because our greatest fear is that soon we will not depend on the God who gives us all our blessings. So this is the first problem in Solomon's life. And the second danger was women. Women. This is a more complicated problem. Quite complicated. If you look at the passage, we see that King Solomon was directly stumbled because of these women. And there are two aspects in which King Solomon fell because of women. First of all, in chapter 11,
it
says, in 11 verse 1, It says, Now King Solomon loved many foreign women along with the daughter of Pharaoh. So we see King Solomon had a lot of wives.
我从前伊做王的时阵哦，伊有一款物件哦，有影真艰苦体啦。
So we see that there are certain alliances that King Solomon didn't have the power to reject.
因为迄个时阵的文化。
Because the culture at that time.
有一款叫做政治的婚姻。
There are certain diplomatic marriages.
之前王法老要甲这个所罗门甲邦交甲好势，就将因查某啊送互伊。
For example, King Pharaoh wanted to have good relations with King Solomon, and thus he gave him his daughter.
然后有真侪迄款归还，叫做附属国啊。
And there are also the various nations around them.
然后为着吼要甲所罗门好势啊。
And due to diplomatic reasons to have good relations with Israel, they would also give their daughter's hands in marriage to Solomon. So these are diplomatic marriages. And there were a lot of those back then. There are a lot of these women back then. But I'd like us to pay attention. We see there's a certain phrase in chapter 11. It says, King Solomon loved many foreign women along with King Pharaoh's daughter.
So, this one is called
So we see that King Solomon loved these women.
So, this Solomon loved
So we see that many of these women were not given to King Solomon just because of diplomacy, but because King Solomon loved them. So this is where King Solomon fell, because he loved many women. And let's...One woman is complicated enough, and now there's hundreds of them. And it says, with all the wives and concubines together, there's approximately 1,000 women.
So what is it?
And as I was calculating, if I am to meet all of them succeedingly, then I will have to take 10 years. This is very hard. Of course, I do not believe King Solomon would visit all of them. But we see that the failure of Solomon was because he loved many women. And we look at the Bible. You see that the author of 1 Kings intentionally wrote, it says King Solomon loved many foreign women. It mentions Moabites. And who are the Moabites? This is the offspring of
Lot.
Of Lot and his daughter. Lot and his daughter, these are their offspring. Because Lot's wife died. And then Lot's daughter went to sleep with him, and the Moabites are the offspring. Next, the Ammonites. Ammonites are. These are the offspring of Lot and his second daughter.
然后第三款人叫做以东人啊。
Third, Edomites.
以东是以扫的后裔啊。
Edomites were the descendants of Esau.
然后第四是西顿的奴主啊。
Fourth is as the Sidonian.
然后西顿的奴主是拿阿的孙加南的后裔，是大件的后裔。
The Sidonians came from Noah's grandson through his son Canaan.
然后哈，这个刷落去，希兰的奴主哈，是拿阿的孙加南的第二件后裔。
And also the Hittites were Noah's another grandson.
Now,
so when you look at all of these women, something is very clear. All of these were not part of God's chosen people. So not only did King Solomon want a lot of women, he also loved many foreign women. Because if he were to love so many foreign women, sooner or later he would be led astray. So young people out there, if you were to court someone, other than being clear what gender they are, next, be clear on what their faith is. Because if their faith is different, one day we will be led astray. So we see that King Solomon loved all these women. And so it caused this failure. So brothers and sisters, especially the men, be careful about women. They are quite dangerous. They're very cunning. I honestly think women have power over men. We should be careful, men. If you are to hire a household helper, don't hire someone, if your house wants a household helper, don't hire someone too pretty. If you are to look for a secretary, make sure it's a secretary, not a sexy-tary. Because it's dangerous, honestly. And even among us pastors, in my iPad, I said clearly, when I open my iPad, the wallpaper is my whole family. So I'm basically show if other women see it, they will see that I value my family. But honestly, be careful of women. And if you are rich, you're even more danger. Because it is clear King Solomon stumbled because of this exact reason. So men, be careful what websites you visit. Be careful what movies you watch alone in your own room. Because those often lead people to destruction. And wives, don't just let your husbands watch anything they want. Be careful too, maybe soon they'll think you're not as pretty as some of the people they're watching. This was King Solomon's downfall. But there's another thing. It's also because of the women. Of course, there's a problem with with King Solomon himself. What's the problem with Solomon? He listened to his wives. Because these other women, of course, came from different religions. And so these women also told Solomon to worship their gods along with them. You should worship Milcom, Ashtoreth, the other gods. Did Solomon obey them? He did. So the moment King Solomon obeyed their request for him to worship their gods, he departed from God's way. And so God punished him in the end. I'm sorry, I have to ask a question. Is it wrong or good to listen to your wife? Is it good to obey your wife? Resounding yes.
Yes.
There was a resounding yes for someone back there.
Solomon 听不取死啊.
We see King Solomon had his downfall because he obeyed his wives. So let me ask you. Do you know how Adam fell? How did Adam sin? He obeyed his wife.
一下去, 啊, 因为好, 我推我一家, 一看啊, 一推来吃嘛。
When Eve gave him a fruit to eat, he ate it.
所以要挑毛嘴死啊。
So somehow these people fell because they obeyed their wives.
当然哦，这夏娃这个女的也有另外一个问题，想更加爱吃了。
Of course, there was also a problem with Eve because she spoke too much.
啊，你话吃到落尾，给蛇吃嘛，无给蛇吃就无代志嘛。
She chatted with everyone too much, even the snake.
但是当然哦，因为亚当无甲夏娃吃，夏娃甲蛇吃啦。
But maybe that's Adam's fault because he didn't chat enough with his wife.
所以丈夫，请你用时间甲某吃嘛。
The husbands out there, please spend time talking to your wives.
但是我要问
，But let me ask you，
听无嘴会做袂
？Is it okay to obey your wife?
Yes. Yes.Now, 男的。
Now, men,
你弟弟顺林母
if you keep following your wife,
你盼不了上帝和你第好第好锻炼的地位。听清楚这句。
If you just obey your wife, you are forfeiting the God-given position.
上帝和咱做男的哦，我无赞成大男人主义，我先交代哈。
Oh, I have to point out clearly that I do not believe in chauvinism.
但是，咱唔当盼望了上帝给咱迄个带领家庭的责任。
But as men, we should not forfeit our duty to lead our family.
咱男的，咱应该都起来担当迄个上帝给咱迄个责任，带领的家庭。
If we are to have a family, we need to be willing to stand up and take the burden of leading our family.
啊，你多少你问，会做听无错
？So is it okay to obey your wife?
会做听。
You can listen to your wife.
听。
Listen.
Listen, but not obey.
Listen closely. You can listen to your wife, but your goal is to obey them.
Because
there are several connotations in the Chinese word, but listen or obey. We should listen. We should properly listen to our wives. Because after we listen to what they say, what they think is good or bad, then we can make a better decision. But let's not obey our wives. Because if you obey your wife, let me tell you again, women.A strong power. There are many ways to convince you to obey them. Women have that power. First, they could whisper little things in your ear to make you listen to them. Sometimes they're beside you whispering sweet things in your ear until you listen to them. Sometimes they use the children as leverage. Sometimes they use sex as a leverage.
所以兄弟姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
男的啊，咱就唔通盼望了上帝给咱的责任。
Men, we should not depart from our God-given duty.
会做听未？会做听未
？Can we listen？
会做未
？Can we listen to our wives？
啊，也搞了 ，listen。
Yes。
会做 obey 未
？Should we obey our wives？
唔通 obey 啦。
Let us not。
但是太太讲的。
But Everything the wife says.
Of course,
there are many things your wife may see clearly, but we don't.
咱听，咱听。
So we listen.
咱听，咱知影哦，什么什么什么。
And then we realize, yes, we were wrong in some aspects.
那下上帝多。
But if it's according to God's truth,
而且决定行上帝多。
Then we decide to do God's way.
那是假设不是。
And if the opinions are not of God's way,
客在一边啊。
Then let's put it aside.
客在一边。
Put it aside.
你明白我讲
啥 ？You understand?
所罗门死的呀。
This is Solomon's downfall.
到罗贝一生是对阮太太顺探以敬拜外邦的上。
Because soon he followed his wives and worshipped many foreign gods.
所以姊妹。
So sisters.
鼓励恁讲。
I encourage you something.
请恁。
Before you say something, if you are to say something, say things according to God's will. Because if you speak according to God's will, then the men will appreciate it. And we are quite happy when you do that. Because you are truly helping us to walk in God's way. And if not, then we will be dragging our husbands away from God's path. It's quite clear here. See? So, sisters, I'm sorry. We may not understand you as well as we should. Because the woman's heart is very deep. It's like a needle in the depths of the ocean. You don't know where it is.
You don't know where he is. Yep.
You don't know where the woman's heart is. But husbands and wives, always do what God wants you to do. Always say what God wants you to say. And I believe God will bless your marriage. And none of us will depart from God's way. So, sisters, unmarried, unmarried women, find a man who fears God. Young men out there, find someone who has the same values as you do. And so you will be able to appreciate their values. And together we can walk according to God's way. So brothers and sisters, skills and blessings come, but at the same time, crisis also arises. But in this danger, let us not stumble. Money could be a stumbling block. Women could be a stumbling block. So may God keep us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for reminding us through the life of King Solomon that you have given us so much blessings. And yet, thank you as well for reminding us that even in these blessings, we should be careful. Even in these blessings, we should not be complacent. In these blessings, we should not be careless, because in them, we may start to abuse them. Heavenly Father, forgive us for all the times we think that we live life, that we work and we study and we do everything we do in order to pursue wealth. Forgive us for the times when we do everything in order to pursue our people we like or we love, because we know that those are not the goal of our life. And we know that anything, our special others or our wealth, everything pales in comparison before you. So we pray that may we use your blessings well. May we use your blessings to glorify you and to bless everyone around us. Turn our eyes upon you, Lord, that we may see everything else turn dim, and all of our lives may be aligned only to your way. All this we pray in Christ's precious name. Amen.